Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with the Rach Mashivka Rebbe Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Pe Gimel, Learn Shvi and Tzchus and First Shema, Perchai Yetzatil Bazar. It's a part of Besor Shal Yisrael, also First Shema Perchai and Leib, but Or Yael, Besor Shal Yisrael, Leu Nishmas, my wife's grandma's Yartza, the Shabbos, Rach HaPer Basa Moshe. The first idea comes to us in the Mori Naim, Vayivka Bamalkum, and he met a Kaddish Baruch Hu in that place, the Gemara Brachos, learns from this, Kavavam and Bez, this is where Yaakov was Mazhakin, Tfilah's Marv, it says in the Mori Naim, and others from the Kedoshim as well, the Kedush Slavin, Noiv Yisrael, the Kedush, says the Rebbe. Vayivka b'makom, what does that mean? He met a Kedush Baruch Hu. She'aksu maholam ramzan ha'golos. The rest of the Pesukim talk about golos. Hub'ikr tzvichin nispal ha'golos ha'shchina. She'bechol tzarosam lo tzar. At the end of the day, we know when we go into golos, the Kedush Baruch Hu also goes into golos. Imo anochi b'tzara, says the Moinayim. What does it mean, vayivka b'makom? We're not just davening to Hashem. Vayivka b'makom means we're davening on behalf of Hashem. Am etzshan ha'shchina. Sheish l'espal ha'tzar ha'shchina. Shenikra makom. As the Medrash says in Breishis Rabbah, in earlier in Breishis, that at the end of the day, we daven for the Rabbonu Shom. When a father has to kick out his kid out of Eretz Yisrael, who also gets tzar? The father. Vayivka b'makom means that Yaakov is not only davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's davening on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says, we say every single day, Lam Natseach, Hashem Yimalei Kol Mashal Secha. Pashup Shat means, Hashem, you should fulfill our request, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Hashem Yimalei Kol Mashal Secha, that all my Mashal Secha, all my requests, is that Hashem Yimalei, is that Hashem's name should be full, it should be Yud Kei Vov Kei. As Rashi tells us at the end of Pashup Shalach, it's only Yud Kei, only once Mashiach will come, then it'll be Yud Kei Vov Kei. Hashem said Yud Hei, Yud Hei. At the end of the day, nevertheless, Yaakovina tells us, it's not just good enough to daven for yourself or to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but daven on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. What an incredible idea about tefillah, daven on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzar, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Orach L'chaim. Orach L'chaim, I believe, is the Rechel Michal of Zlatshev, I believe. The Pasuk says, V'inei Sula Mutza Artzav HaRosh HaMagiyah HaShemayma. Right, in Yaakovina's dream, they had this ladder, and the ladder was ingrained down earth, down here, but the top of the ladder reached Shemayim. And says the Orach HaChaim, what's the deeper idea for us to understand? Shema'odim hu ayid b'ena atzu b'chidas mutzav arza, v'shifas b'achna, then Roshia magia Shemayim. When a person is mutzav arza, when a person is an artistic person, what does it mean? Arts refers to a land, but refers to your humble and humility, submitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Medrash and the Zohar tell us, Sulam is Gematria Sinai, a ladder is Gematria Sinai. And we know the Kedushas Levi that tells us Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kedushas Levi, you know, he learned the Midah of Anava, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to all the mountains. He says, why should I give the Torah on you? And the Harsina says, I'm the lowest, smallest one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, dafka you. Moshe learned what it means, humility. Says the Orach L'chaim, Mutzav Arza, when a person is humble and submitted, and not a Baal Gaiva, not an Esav, not a Yavon, then Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayma, then Emes Hushia, Bechina Sula Mutzav Arza, then his words will penetrate other people's souls, his words will penetrate other people's neshamas. Because at the end of the day, it's starting with Sulam, it's starting with Mutzav Arza, it's starting with Shiflas, then Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayma, then he can give him the chazik of other people, then you know it's emesik. But if it's gaiva, it's Ramat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara and Sotah says he doesn't want anything to do with someone who's about gaiva. Someone who's about nava, oh, you're Moshe Rabbeinu, you're Harsina, you realize it's not about you. Ah, oh, what an incredible idea. You need Sulam Mutzav Arza. When a person has that Sulam, the ladder of Arza, but it's ingrained down on the ground, it's not about you, you're humble. Then Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayma, your head, it will be able to penetrate everyone's neshama and the Shemayim, be able to penetrate other people's souls. Quite an idea from Orach L'chaim, the Kiddush HaSlevi, Adi number 3. Adi number 3 comes to us from the Oyvi soul, the Abda Revi. Achen Yesh Hashem HaMokom, Hazev HaNachu Lo Yadati. He wakes up from his dream. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here and I didn't know. Rashi says, Shim Yadanti Lo Yishanti, because if I knew, I wouldn't have slept. Says the Abda Revi. According to this Rashi. And he says, in earlier Rashi, we know that Yaakov Inu didn't sleep for 14 years. He learned in Shiva Shem Ve'ever. So what does it mean? Achen Yesh Hashem HaMokom Zev Anachi Lo Yadati. What do you mean he didn't know? Perish Shelo Yadati Shegam B'Sheina Yichol Ma'avodas Hashem. He didn't realize that Yolo Yadati, that even in sleep you could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'inu Yadati Ozgam B'Yis HaMidrash Shel'ever HaYudisi Yoshin. Says Yaakov Inu, if I knew that sleep is also in a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, I would have slept back to Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. That a person's not only able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ruchnis, you can even take the Gashnis and elevate it. Like the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Lamed Aleph. How do you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7? By achila and shtia and yeshiva and alicha. Everything, all these physical actions, but yud-heh. Anochi lo yadanti, Rashi says, she'ima yadanti lo yishanti, if I knew I wouldn't have slept. But says the Alter Rebbe, at the end of the day, the Oiv Yisrael tells us that Yaakov Avinu saw that a person can connect and elevate the physical. And anochi lo yadanti, I didn't know, if I did, I would have slept in the yeshiva shim be'ever for us to be able to know. Like Yevon himself is all about the physical. No! We could take the physical and make it spiritual. Take the physical and make it spiritual. What an incredible insight to the Oiv Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch. Let's review these three ideas. So we start off, Vayivka B'malka, Morinayim, Vayivka B'malka means we're not just davening to Hashem, we're davening on behalf of Hashem. Vayivka B'malka, like the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem Yimalei Kol Yishem HaSachar, that all our requests should be Hashem Yimalei, that should be Hashem's name should be fulfilled and refilled in full, and when Mashiach comes to Orach Lachaim, Chem Lechaz Zachav, I believe, you need Sulam Mutzav Arza, Vayosha Megiyah Hashemayimah, you need Sulam Mutzav, Sulam Zgmachi, Sina Mutzav Arza, person is humble, then Rosh Megiyah Hashemayimah, then he can elevate himself and others to great heights. That's what Kedushas Levi says. Moshe keep it to our Mizinai. I know he did it from Hashem. He all learned the meat of Anova from our Sinai. That's what it's all about. And finally, the third and final idea, the Oiv Yisrael says, Achen Yesh Hashem and Malkum Kerbeno. He finally rises that he could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in sleep. See, Yimidati Le'anshanti. But says the After Rebbe, if he would have known that he, in the base Midrash, he would have slept there also. Shagam Mashina Yochom La'avos Hashem. Ve'ilyadati Azgam Midrash Shalever Ayisa Yoshin. I would have slept all those 14 years, which is Zohar to daven on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be, make sure to stay humble and submitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to know we can elevate every physical thing in our lives. Bezal Hashem Yisbarach Shkoich, Besaris Tovus.